Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Words are important. They're often how we communicate, and they can also be weaponized. On this episode, Bob and I talk about changing up our vocabulary so that we are more mindful of who we're affecting with our words. I don't think any trigger warnings are necessary for this episode, unless the term trigger warning bothers you, in which case you should be not listening to our podcast ever. Enjoy.
There's some really absurd construction going on in some of those beautiful cobblestone streets.
Oh, sure.
They look like they're building museums.
Yeah.
Next to houses.
Very, very modern stuff or very McMansion-y stuff, depending on what they can afford and what they think is good. I'm here for that, though. So College Park is getting that, and there's people complaining about it. It's taking away from the culture, and it's like, go live in an HOA.
Yeah.
Like, let people do, again, let people do what they want, you know, with their property. And if they want to put up something that you think is silly and they think is great,
they get to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm down with that too. You know what it is for me actually is I've not seen houses this big, like with that little land. So the house, which is, I wouldn't even say McMansion, they're mansions, but they take up the entire property.
Yeah.
So they are literally wall to wall with their neighbors. And so it's like, it's just like you take this giant thing from the countryside, right? And you transplant it between two buildings here in this other less rural area. And it's striking because I'm not used to seeing them in that context.
Well, I think it's interesting because it's like, what is the purpose of your yard, right? You have a dog.
Yeah.
So there's kind of a dual purpose in the back. You've got the pool back there.
Yeah.
But
it's my little paradise.
Yeah. And so you go back there and you enjoy it.
Yeah.
For me, like I don't have a pool. I don't really have necessarily a yard or anything, but I'm not going outside much.
Yeah.
So I'd be okay with less of that because it would mean either I'm doing less maintenance or I don't have to pay as much to have it maintained.
So you'd be willing to live in one of these mansions then?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'd be okay with that. But in general, it's like, I think there's also that component of more units on smaller pieces of land. Like we're just going to have to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm okay with that as well.
And that is true. Just for the affordable housing principle, we need multi-family units on properties. We need so much change, so much change. And it's funny, you used the term houseless, unhoused,
unhoused. Yeah.
And that is the term people are preferring these days as opposed to homeless.
I think that, you know, you get to that point where you register that certain words have a stigma associated with them.
Yeah.
And when you say homeless, when you say global warming, you know, there are people who have either in the case of global warming weaponized it, or in the case of homelessness or homeless, I don't know that anybody's particularly weaponized that, except maybe Republicans who are talking about crime.
I think so. Yeah,
I think so. I think there's more of a stigma that we've probably just commonly came up with that.
I think the standard person think when you say homeless pictures the dirty bearded old man holding a cardboard sign.
Yeah, who's probably going to go spend it on booze and you shouldn't give money to and et cetera, et cetera. But in any case, like. Yeah. I'm trying, and it's hard to keep up with it.
Yeah.
We had, you know, it's really a like reading through copy in the community paper.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, there was a sentence in one story that this group of people struggles with this. And I was like, this makes me feel weird. I'm going to ask somebody about this.
Yeah.
So I think there's that part of it as well, where you're looking at it going with hopefully a new lens going, does that group of people really struggle with this?
Yeah.
Do they just experience it?
Well, and this is the thing. One of the things that we had to really work on when I was working with the Commission on Homelessness. And again, now that term, I want to talk more about that. But it's interesting. We found that there is a whole population that just wants to be home. Homeless, wants to be without a house, wants to be outside of society and all the constraints and requirements of paying a rent or a mortgage or a lease and having to hold themselves up sober in a public setting and all these elements that they find unacceptable. And so our whole point was we want to help the people who want to be housed. And that's, you know, it's a different needle in a different haystack, you know, for some of that stuff. And this is the thing that I just want to close the conversation on: homeless versus unhoused.
Yeah.
This is happening a lot to a lot of different terms where it's evolved to take on a meaning that's unpalatable. And so we have to find a new term in order to replace it. And I'm curious, when do we know it's time to throw away a term? When do we know that it's like, okay, now if I'm using the term homeless, I'm planting that seed in other people's minds. So I need to stop using that word, even though I think it home speaks more than house. The reality is homeless has been used in a way that now we understand it means this, right? So I feel like there are other things, right, that we do that we were like, oh, we can't use that term anymore. We can't use those words anymore. And I want to be able to predict it. I don't want to, this is my problem. I go months, maybe years, into still using terms other people like.
Yeah.
I was introduced to unhoused or houseless or unhoused by the Youth Action Society at the Homeless Services Network.
And when was that?
They wanted to say unhoused.
So how long ago was that?
That was 2 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think they've been talking about it for a while.
I think I'm always late to the party when it comes to realizing these things, because it is easy to just get into that mode where you're like, oh, okay, it's just homeless. It's homeless. I understand what that means. You know, in my mind, it's not a biased word. Mm-hmm. It's not a weaponized word. Right. So I can go ahead and still use that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just, you know, training. It's a shorthand. It's like, it's also the shorthand stuff. Like just earlier this conversation, I almost said something about drinking the Kool-Aid. You know?
Yeah.
So that is something that I'm trying hard not to use anymore because of the implications and because it became a loaded term and really diminishes what happened to a bunch of people.
I agree completely. I too had used that term, and it was a kind of a term that the cool kids used. You know, I mean, the people who were using that term were kind of showing that they weren't the kind to drink the Kool-Aid, right? So
when it's a shorthand, it's easier to say. Everybody understands that because it's become the shorthand, but maybe it shouldn't have.
Yeah, well, it's shorthand.
Or it probably shouldn't have.
It's a cult.
Yeah.
You know, and they've bought in mindlessly. Yeah. Or maybe they joined the cult mindfully. I don't really know how cults work, but I do know that cult is the prefix for the word culture. And culture decides what words are acceptable and what words are no longer considered appropriate or desirable. And it's a moving target that takes some focus and vigilance to keep up. I can promise you this, dear listener, Nick and I will continue to stumble into the dark, making our late discoveries, being slow but super willing adopters of new terms and ideas, and creating uncomfortable situations wherever we go. And we'll continue to tell you about all the laughs and the lessons on your daily dose. That does it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.